The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
You don't know that He's monitoring it and ensuring line is falling upon line, precept is falling upon precept. We don't believe so much that the eternal God is interested in us much more than He's interested in the sparrows. Jesus told His disciples, said, if God will be interested in the lilies that do not spin, but they are more beautiful than Solomon, say, how much more will He not be interested in you? No, how many of you have told God before, it's like God does not understand? Have you ever felt that? But who understands most? Through His Son Christ, He understands perfectly the very feeling of it. Hallelujah. So the reason I'm here today is not by coincidence. Hallelujah. Our father, our daddy in the house is not around. And my heart so much longs for him. You know, Wednesday meeting from the beginning of this year has been explosive. And has been with so much focus. And I'm trusting the spirit of the house today that will not drop from that realm in Jesus' name. Not because of anybody, but because what must be done in us, the high priest is the one in charge. He's not Reverend Labode. So if the high priest is in the house tonight, believe that which he wants to do, he will do. One fear I've always had is that I will fall out of timing, that I will wake up too late to things that people around me have woken up to already. I fear that very much. No, Jesus wept for Jerusalem because they did not what? They did not know the time of their visitation. The dew of heaven is not a program that Reverend decides to have. For the next 6 months, let's have a program every Wednesday. I don't think he knew that it would go this long. And I don't think he knows how long it will go for. But the days where it will just close up, it will close up by itself. Hallelujah. How many of you are in the house when we used to have singles breakfast meeting? Who was here? I'm sure very few of us. How many of us were here when we used to have LFP? More. Now, we are having so many others. We are having the vision and prophecy. And imagine world leadership. There is an outflow of LFP. The truth is, we don't know when it will stop. It's not an eternal meeting. Singles breakfast meeting fulfilled its dispensation and bettered some people. So also LFP, so also all those other programs we have said. So also the dew of heaven is not just going to be running endlessly. I'm saying that to say, let us pay attention to it while it is here. Jesus said there is a time when I will be around, when you will not have to look for me. But there is a time when you will seek me and you will not find me. That time is coming. Hallelujah. I will not break protocol. I would like to greet Mama in the house this evening. Please help me appreciate her. That's my own grandmother. In fact, great-grandmother, sir. Mama, I can't. If I want to try to keep quiet, to shut up, I can't. For it burneth in my bones. Hallelujah. I know that if God has helped her to stand, God will help me also to stand. Hallelujah. No, Paul said, look at me as I follow Christ. Mama, many of us are looking at you as you follow Christ. Abby, do I have a witness? Hallelujah. You are blessed, ma. Thank you so much for being seated. Amen. And I want to also appreciate the presence of Pastor Alfred. Thank you so much for being seated. Hallelujah. And my personal pastor, you know him, Abby? PJ. Thank you so much, sir. That's our Akure pastor. And Pastor Dixon. We have not left them, oh. We are planning for them. They don't even know. Hallelujah. Pastor May, thank you so much, sir. God bless you. Mommy and Daddy are not in the house, but I can see them because they are following us. Hallelujah. Amen. I appreciate them in absentia, and I appreciate Pastor Adisa, Pastor Mark. Hallelujah. And Pastor Dixon, who has been sold to the work of the Lord in and out. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't worry. Many times, very soon, you begin to see him more than you were doing before. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. This evening, we'll just look at a few thoughts together and we'll pray. The Lord has helped us to pray this evening. We'll look at a few thoughts and we'll pray. My heart is desiring so much in this season that the Lord would make this vision more plain to our eyes. Because any eyes that sees the vision would definitely run. It is only the eyes that has not seen the vision that will have weakness in the feet to run. But to make the vision visible is the work of the gospel. The gospel of Christ is light. Hallelujah. Give me 2 Peter chapter 1 this evening, verse 9. We love that scripture so much. We quote it, we sing with it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. We are a chosen, but ye are a chosen generation, can we read together? A royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. We are just on that verse 9. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. We'll just read some scriptures this evening. And Lord will help the thoughts in our heart to concretize. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness. I used to think that this scripture rendered as ye were sometimes in darkness. Ye were sometimes what? It means that we actually learned darkness so much so that we personalize darkness. That is why nobody teaches us how to live the dark life. You know, when we are children, when they want to act Satan, they make him look so scary. But it's so painful that it was Satan that sold that vision to them. Or remaining in that vision or that light, we mean that you are sitting with Satan. You know why? That is totally different from who Satan is. It's a deceit in itself. Satan is not a black charcoal looking person. Satan, in fact, what he did was that he replicated himself in every one of us. That is why God cannot just kill Satan. You know, somebody asked my mom while I was a young child. I said, why does Shebi Satan is the problem? Let God just kill Satan, Abi. If God kills Satan, Nigeria will be better, Abi. Eh? If God kills Satan, eh? Even if he dies, his inheritance has been inherited by every man. So Satan actually replicated himself in all of us. Ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Can you see that? It is still in prospect. Prospectively, we are light. You know, Jesus was a fearful man. That man was fearful. He said, everything Jesus said was only a tip of the iceberg. In the Gospels, every one thing that Jesus said was a tip of the iceberg. Jesus came and said, ye are the light of the world. But to become light is a whole journey. Hallelujah. He said, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah. Lastly, let us read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 1 to 5. Paul give me 2 Thessalonians. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to do what? Thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you, of every one of you all, towards each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is made manifest, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Hallelujah. There is a focus of the gospel of Christ. It is not endless or just like that. We are hearing Christ so that we are secured in this world, so that when we get to the world to come, we'll still be relevant, or so that we can even get to the world to come. Hallelujah. That is not the reason why we are actually hearing the gospel of Christ. God wants to embody some particular kind of people, or God wants to be seen on the earth. Your will be done in earth. God will not come down to the earth to make his will done by himself. He has done it once, he will not do it again. He did it in the man Christ Jesus. And he made it possible for man to make him known. Your will be done in earth. Man are the one that will do his will in earth. Just the same way we did the will of Satan in this same earth, we will do the will of God in the earth. You know, it's like Satan ran ahead of God. Discovered, checked, what does God want to do? God wants men who will show him. Then he worked a law or worked a technology that will make men to show him. So he taught man how to live in disobedience. Hallelujah. No matter how good a man is, without Christ, he can never ever obey God. He can never ever come to that end that God made, decide in his heart, let us make man in our own image. He will never realize it, no matter how much he tries. So the focus of the gospel in our season is to show us God. So much so that we can represent him or live him out or show the world that this is God, that God that you are talking about. This is him. Not only in preaching, but in living. Jesus said, so that they will see your good works. You know, remember, he was teaching somewhere and said, that good works is not NGO or charity. We are a church in this environment. Let us make sure that people know that we are Christians. Why are you quarreling in church? Don't you know that people are looking at us? We must not fight in front of church. Eh? People are looking at us. There is a way we must behave because people are doing what? That is not the good works that men will see and glorify the Father. The work that men will see and give glory to the Father is only the high priest that can do that work. It's not the work of men. It's the work in our soul. It is not work in church. You know, last week Sunday, we learned that it's possible that you're only an errand boy in the laboratory. That word pained me. Sat back and asked myself, I hope I'm not just running errands for the doctor in the laboratory. Do you remember that analogy? It is possible to live the whole of our life in the laboratory and then we don't know anything that happens in the laboratory. It's possible to be in the courts of God. Eh? You know, when we say we are church boys, you know, now that word is now exalted. In some time ago, it wasn't exalted. If you are called a church boy, it's an insult. Now it's no more an insult. Eh? I'm a church girl. I'm a church boy. Oh, Jesus. It is not just being... I don't know. It's not just being a nice person, a good person that people look at you and say, if you know that man, if you know that woman is good. And your dad, Danny. I pray that my son will marry that kind of girl. That is not the good works. You know why? God cannot yet be enthroned. Glorifying the Father is... Men will not glorify the Father and not gravitate towards the Father. Do you know that? It's not just that, they will give glory to God. Oh, Lord, well done for what you have done in this person's life. Bye-bye. That is not glorifying the Father. It is that these men will see you and their heart will turn. Giving redemption to men is possible. Can you say that? We only think that it's only people like Reverend Labode that it can give it. It's not true. I'm not saying be ministry conscious. It is possible that a distant cousin of yours comes to your house and spends only one night and does not remain the same ever again. Only one night. Because this was what Jesus wanted to do in 12 men. But do you know that the works that Satan has wrought in men can stop that? As powerful as it is, he can stop it. Even in the courts of God, Satan can still walk. Because his works are in men, we carry his works. Hallelujah. We have womb to carry works. It's possible to be in the courts of God and we are still pregnant with the works of the enemy. Give me 1 John chapter 1. Because we are looking at how do we transfer or how do we realize this will of the eternal Father in our day. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was what? Manifested. And we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Stop here. Wait. Verse 2. That verse 2 is where we stay. You see, this old thought is in a bracket. That life was manifested and we have seen it. Mommy Ellen taught some time ago and said, we should not quickly count ourselves as part of this we. Because if we have seen the life, if we see the life to its fullness, we will bear witness of the life. These people have seen the life to its fullness. And then they bore witness. And then they show it. Give me verse 3, which is where we find ourselves. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us. Hallelujah. On Sunday, we are looking at fellowship. Go back to verse 2. The life was manifested. The life was manifested. In fact, as it manifested over and over and over again, that God is too sure that if this generation does not bear does not see and bear witness, another one will come and bear witness. If you like, tell yourself that, whoa, Tiwonye, I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to be a pastor's wife. That's not my calling. My calling is to work on sounds. And let me fulfill my calling there. This is not, you just do sound and then you are okay with it. The truth is, you will not appear in his presence. You will not bear his image and you will not bear his likeness. It means that your life did not actually fulfill purpose. It means that when they count, when they say in the record of time, how many men lived in his sight, you will not be seen. Even if you will be in Christ, but you will not be seen in the domain of those who fulfill the eternal will of the Father. You won't be found. Or you will be, the Bible says you'll be found wanting. Which means wanting is that, it's not that they will not punish you. It's that many years ago, you cannot go to school except you can put your hand like this. How many of you were there? No matter, I mean, if you be brilliant, be anything, as far as your hand does not touch the bum bum of your ear without turning your head like this, it means you have found one thing. Admission will not be granted to you. So when you see people in that place is the place where those, they are given invitation. Oh, all those who represented God on earth should come. Oh, even if you heard the invitation, you will not be able to enter because you would have been counted a foolish virgin. Hallelujah. Jesus said there were 10. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. He tells me that, forget it. Even if it's only 5 that we enter, many of us will go. I will be there. They said 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Equal equation. Equal. Hallelujah. The only reason why some were counted wise and others were counted foolish is not because they were not all virgins. It's not because they did not all have lamps or have fire in their lamps. Or it's not all because they did not all sleep. Do you know they all slept? They all dozed. And fortunately, or unfortunately, all of them heard the call. All of them did what? They heard the call. They all woke up now. But the problem was, entrance was not granted to some. And entrance was granted to some. Hallelujah. Amen. Some were shut out of where the bridegroom was. May the Lord really help our heart to understand what shame is. Would you dare see me, sha? The deceit of the enemy is to make us locked or to lock us down in what is not in the Father. You know, you just want to think, you just want to, what is this eternal life? The life was manifested. What is this life? Am I seeing it? The life was manifested. Manifested in Christ. Manifested in the apostles. Manifested in Paul. The life has been manifested and some people have seen it and they bore witness of it. Bearing witness is not preaching about it. Hallelujah. Bearing witness is not preaching about it. Bearing witness is giving your life in exchange for it. Say, I was there when you said his head is not correct. I was there. I will bear witness for you. Even if they will kill me, I will say the truth. That is bearing witness. Swearing to your own heart that this is true is bearing witness. bearing witness. It is only that time that you can show. Hallelujah. I trust that the Lord will do a work, a quick work in us. You know, it's like they gave us holiday to prepare our hearts again for what Lord will wrought in reverend when he's coming back. Are you seeing that this is like a short break? When you're having a long seminar, they'll say, take a break. Eh? From 9 to 2. Take a break from 2 to 2:30. Why are they giving you a break? So that you can rearrange yourself to receive more. I'm praying that this short break will use it well. Because they are manifesting the life, they want us to see it and bear witness. Not just with the natural eyes. Bearing witness. You know the eyes is the heart, Abby. Bearing witness, saying this thing is true. Eh? This eternal life is true. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. That is the process. The life was the light of men is a whole course. It's not automatic. We know that Jesus is the light. But is he our light? Is he the light of your soul? Is your soul, you know, our soul is the lamp. Is he carrying that light? Is he bearing witness? Because that is when men will see your light and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason God is manifesting his light in teaching, in preaching, in a way of life is that we'll make progress and become light and enter into light just like he is in the light. God is light. We sing it. In him is no darkness at all. God is glorified when we sing like that. You know that. He's happy. But he is not yet fulfilled when we don't become that light. His inheritance is you and I who has become light. In whom there is no darkness at all too. Now, there is darkness in us. There is light in our spirit, right? There is light in some parts of our soul. But there is still darkness in plenty parts of our soul. We have been told that the distance between hearing what we should do or coming to the knowledge of what we should do and the hesitation we give in doing it is unrighteousness. Abi? God wants to make it that we are one, righteous. The way your spirit is thinking it, your soul picks it and your body does it. It's not in signing time book correctly. We have been taught some works of righteousness. You know, some Christian will say, somebody said, God will give me reward. You know why God will give the person reward? Because I've denied myself of many things on this earth. I will have a special reward in heaven. Well, I don't think so. I'm not yet judge of angels, but I think I can judge that one. I don't think so. You are not going to be given any reward. Men will only see you in a light. And you will not come to that light. You know that light that we shine, that men look at it and despise it, is not Christ. They may not readily come to it immediately, but they must bear witness in the heart that this is true. Not because of the way we dress. Not because of the way we talk. Not because we only associate with some kind of people. You know, some of us in our place of work, we don't associate with Muslims. Hello? You don't associate with Rukayat. You only associate with Brodane, and you call them Brodane and Sister Mary. But Rukayat is Rukayat. And you don't associate with her. You don't trust her. You do things away. You keep her at arm's length. How will she see your light? Hallelujah. This light that is manifested to us is to change us to a point where we can obey God uprightly, where His will is being done on earth, just as it is done in heaven. You know, the angels acting to the voice of His word. Eh? Acting to the voice of His word. Acting. Where our soul can acken. Now we have to pray our soul to hearken. Abi, what do we do in Tuesday? On Tuesday, this soul, you must hear word. This soul, your head must stay. This soul, you must do this. A test of, if you know, actually, you know, some of us, we just, time is passing. You are in school now, that's why you are hearing eternal life. When you graduate, we will know whether you actually want to hear eternal life or not. It's time to start thinking of marriage. We will now, if light appears in your choice, we will now know whether you're actually hearing light. All you are okay with is a Christian. He's a committed member of His church. We will now know how much you have allegiance, or how much you want to bear witness. If your father says, if you don't come back home, I'm giving you 5 days. 5 days, make a decision. If you don't come back home, and you don't come back home means, come back home and come and start obeying me, means, here in eternal life does what? Finish. Pata pata. And you cannot stand your ground and say, or you pray, or do everything possible to make sure that your hearing of eternal life does not stop, then you know how much you want to bear witness. Bearing witness is not cheap. It's the cost of your life. You know why? It's not because God hates you and wants to kill you. This eternal life we are talking about, or the life that is being manifested, is not the life of a nice person. It's not the life of man, is the life of God that does not obey the life of that Satan has told us, which is a lie that is our life. It's different. Say it's different. The life was manifested so that we can see it. Its manifestation is that so that we can see it, we can know it, we can follow it, we bear witness of it, and then we show it forth. This is my thought this evening. I will go around it and go around it. If that's the only thing we can do, so that so much, you know, the dew of heaven. Eh? The dew of heaven. You know, that's the teaching that Reverend has been taking. I've asked myself, the word of God, like we are told in Matthew chapter 13, that, give me that verse that says, some brought out 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Do you know that it was the same kind of seed that was planted in the same soil? Or in different soils. Some did not produce at all, Abby. But on this soil that even produced the same seed, some produced 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Manifesting the life is one in whom the life is, and my cup runneth over. That is manifestation, effulgence. You cannot have 30-fold and you are manifesting nothing. You know, if I have a cup that is this long and there's water in it to this level, I may not know that there's water in it. It is when it is 100-fold and it is overflowing that there is actually manifestation or showing forth. The Lord does not want, just want to keep coming to us and coming to us and coming to us. He wants us to know the reason why He's coming. The dew of heaven is falling, Abby. It's because He wants something to grow in us. We are the land on which the dew is falling on. Christ is the seed. In the dispensation of the fullness of time, behold, the husbandman will cometh. And we do what? He's looking for fruits. He waited patiently. In fact, some people, they will not produce anything at all. Because their own, they call it dew of heaven. They don't say rain of heaven. I wonder, why did they not say rain of heaven? You know, if it's rain, the thing will come plenty. And you can pack and keep. Manna is dew. Manna is what? It's dew. That's why they can't keep it. Have you ever seen somebody store dew? Go and put out something to store dew. By itself, it will dry up. It's not meant to be stored. There is something that can store. It is supposed to distill upon the earth. And there is a fruit, there is a seed it's looking for. If it does not find that seed there, it will dry up. And it is due because it has to be constantly given. Constantly. Before dew will wet, dew would have fallen for a long time. So don't hear one Wednesday, two Wednesdays, and don't come the third Wednesday. You will not produce. The one I fear most is the discussion the Holy Spirit gave me very long time ago. He said, if you don't stay, you will be like an egg that the chicken, you know, a chicken. I'm literally in my mind, and I like thinking about things. A chicken that sits on an egg. Eh? If the egg does not stay very well under the chicken, what happens to the egg? It will go bad. It will never be good for food, nor become a chick. That is more dangerous. It's better that it was even not cooked. It was cooked. They just want to eat it. It becomes useless. It's better that when you come, say, I beg, I don't want, I don't like. Don't stay a little and jump out. Come back and jump out. Come back. You will not be done. You will be an undone food. Eh? God said Israel is a bread, a big cake. Ephraim, not turned. Why? Eh? Because they are not obeying. They are not staying for the high priest to deal with them. They will go and come. They are not turned. You cannot turn yourself. We can't turn ourselves. We are the cake. Let the good shepherd help us to lie down where? In green pastures. It's a duty for me. I must lie down in green pasture. Else, I will be an egg that is neither good for food nor productive. I will be packed to the Ghana and I'll be packed and thrown away. That is outer darkness. It means I will not exist where the presence of God is. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Lord is helping our hearts. The Lord is helping us to a point where we will sit with this life and tell ourselves that this is the life I have found. I will live it. I will give up my own life. Anything I've been desiring. You know, many of us, we know that we cannot be. You can sing. You want to be a star. A gospel singing star. Yes, now. Oh, you're laughing. You want to be a gospel singing star. You know that you don't have Sinachi's voice. You don't. Even if you have her voice, you don't have her anointing. Even if you have her anointing, you don't have the platform. Say, let me join eternal life. That is at the back of your mind. Is it not someone that is Bron Larry? Let him be singing. Let me be hearing. Very soon I will appear. When I appear too. You know, if you are not having that thought, it may be funny to you. But every one of us have such thoughts. We want to use God to achieve what we could not achieve outside. You want to use eternal life to achieve that thing that you could not do. Now you want to use Him to achieve it. It is life for a life. Many years ago, a movie was made. Emi, Fun Emi. It's life in exchange for another life. You cannot play God half feed Allah. Yes, I said that on purpose. You know, now I swear to God, you cannot play Him half feed. The day I saw that scripture, PJ, that scripture that says that He's shrewd with those who is in the prophets. To those who are shrewd, he's shrewd. I became cold. Cold, catch me. So God can do ofege for you when you are doing ofege for him. You know that thing the mother does to a child? A child that does not want the mother to sleep, a baby. They will back the baby on pillow. Have you ever seen that? You've not seen it. A child that will refuse to sleep. We think it's the mother that is carrying. Is that not what we do, mothers? Use pillow to guard the child, Abby. Put soft clothes around the child. The child will think it's the mother. That is what God is doing for many of us. Because you think you can play him, it will play you. Please look for that scripture for me. I saw it and I became afraid. To whom? Ha! Helemete. You cannot play God half filled. You cannot show him a part of you and expect him to show him, to show you his fullness. Laye. In fact, if you see, where I knew that is true, I have seen people who are not sincere in their heart, never will be sincere, and then they married people who are not sincere. Matured ones in the house would have seen it if you are very, very, very observant. Shebi, you say you know how to sleep. Pray in prayer. They will give you a husband that sleeps in prayer too. You don't want to listen. Say, hey, let them be hearing it, Joe. You know, we sisters, we like doing this. Let them be hearing. Me, I will marry a fire-branded brother. If you pray, if you see, nobody wants to marry a brother that is not praying in church, Abi. But you want to be the one. The one who is not praying is the one you want them to give him to. Ah, with the pure. No, this is not it. With the pure, that will show that. Okay, with the pure, that will show thyself pure. No, it's in the prophet. And with the forward, that will show thyself forward. This also says it. Abi? With the forward, that will show thyself forward. Do you know what that means? No. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord will help our hearts. Because the soul of man is deceit. Sin has taught us how to be deceitful. Sin has taught us how not to be sincere. That is why this life must be manifested. How he manifests his life is to give us light. That is why Christ is light. To the pure, God shows himself pure. To the forward, God shows himself forward. That means that forward is not total light. The deceitful. Can look for another word, say, to the one who is not straight. The one who is corny, God will show himself like that. Hallelujah. Sin has taught us, every one of us, we like to hide. We don't like to be open. We don't like to be seen. Jesus said, men love darkness rather than light. We should not quickly count ourselves out of it and say, no, me, I like light. Oh, that's why I'm in Ondo. Do you know how much I've given to be here in eternal life? Do you know how much I've given? If I am in Lagos, I know how much I'll be earning by now. You have deceived, sin has just deceived you again. That you have given so much does not mean God will give you so much. Hallelujah. If he will manifest his light to us, it's only a show of mercy. That's the only way we can assess light and understand light. The light shineth, and the darkness could not understand it. Which means that light is actually an information that the darkness could not diversify. It means also the darkness is also an understanding. An understanding that says that I cannot show forth Christ is darkness. I am not bold enough. They give you a teaching center. Go and teach in that center. You say, no, I'm not Pastor Alfred. you be teaching, I will just be hearing. And they say, speak. Say, I don't have it. Speak. I don't have it. It is deceitfulness of sin that calls what God has called clean unclean. The Lord has said to us yesterday, many of us who are going through some difficulties say he has delivered us. But when you got home yesterday, you had a dream and the same thing repeated itself. And Satan said, you see that you are not free. He has called God a liar. And then it's possible for our heart to believe that we are not actually free. He said, him who the Son has made free is free indeed. My heart must see light to a point where I know that I can see the light. I can show the light. I can manifest this light. I can bear witness of it. I must first of all believe in what God did. Some people ask Jesus, let's round up this evening. Say, what do we do to do the works of the Father? Say, believe on him who he has sent, right? Just believing. Believing is not just I believe. Believing is something you accept as true and then you live by as true.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for love. Be careful of unbelief. Be careful of unbelief. Be careful of unbelief. For without are the fearful and the unbelieving. Without are the fearful and the unbelieving. The unbelieving will never have a part in this kingdom. The unbelieving will never have a part in this kingdom. Be careful of unbelief. Be careful of doubt. Be careful of unbelief. For it makes thy eyes dull. It makes thy feet slow. It makes thy eyes dull. It makes thy feet slow. It makes it impossible for you to press into life. It makes it impossible for you to see a future in light. It makes it impossible for you to see a hope in the gospel. It makes it impossible for you to see that you are the one I am speaking about. Be careful of unbelief, for they that have gone that way have not entered rest. They that have journeyed that way have not entered rest. It will take your feet away from the way. It will take your heart away from me. It will take your eyes away, even your gaze away from the hope. Be careful of that which stealeth your heart away. Be careful, be careful, be careful. For the unbelieving have no part in the inheritance of the righteous.
Hallelujah. I believe the reason why the Lord has given us this dispensation of the dew of heaven is to bring us into the fatness. Genesis chapter 27 verse 28. Therefore God give thee the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, plenty of corn and wine. Corn and wine are not materials of the outer court. They are actually materials of the holy place. If we do not hear, see, believe, to become the teachings that Reverend Labode is teaching on this platform, our journey in the holy place will not end us up in the holiest of all. Because even in the holy place can, hallelujah, the holy place is the most fearful place in the journey of a believer. Because it's a dark place. The paths of righteousness and then the paths of the destroyer can both be assessed in the holy place. If a feet does not follow the one who Christ has raised and is showing, if you don't believe in him, believe does not just mean I believe, I respect. Some of us believe Reverend Labode, 70%. It's still not going to end us up in the holiest of all. It will still not bring us into the rest of God. I stand to be corrected. But if you don't, I am very sure, if you don't hear the words he speak, he has never preached himself. If you don't hear the words he has been teaching, and hold this dew of heaven well, your faith work will not end up in charity. We love charity. We want to do charity. But faith must first of all show in love before they enlighten faith. Before light will come upon faith, it must show. Give a representation in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. The problem that God has with man is darkness. That is the only thing. That is why the light is being manifested. If we are seeing that light, we must not only believe in it and say it is true. But when our heart says it is true, do not believe 30%. Do not believe 60%. Can you believe 100%? I want to beg our hearts this evening in closing. If you don't understand, just believe 100% in the next 2 years and see what God will make out of you. Just believe 100%. 100% means follow like a sheep. Follow foolishly. You know when you say somebody is sheepish? Don't follow like a goat. A goat is the one who is wise in his own eyes. I know what I am doing. In the holy place, you cannot journey by yourself. The shepherd must lead you. Else, the destroyer has many paths. It's not just one path. The path you know is the one you know. You don't know many others. Let our hearts lie down in green pastures. Anywhere you find yourself, find green pastures. You are a sheep. Find green pastures. Even though it's not okay for you, find green pastures. Green pastures is not only in Ondo. And if you have told yourself you are in Ondo in this season, can you lie down? Let the shepherd walk. Else we become a cake that is unturned. And the Father will not receive, he will not receive that which is not perfect light into himself. Our hearts must desire so much. Pray, task, fight, walk. So that we will not end up being a cake that is unturned, because there is one that is against our salvation, that is seriously against us. He is our enemy. And his voice we know more than the voice of the good shepherd. We understand his voice. We understand his motion. We love his motion and we love his voice, because we have been used to it for decades. Our fathers have used him and have transferred him to us. But the one who says, I am the high priest that understands your make, I will save you to the uttermost. Can you stay? Can you stay in your heart? If you are physically present, can you stay? Let us receive commandments in this season to go back to all the messages that Reverend have taught between January and some part of August. And listen to those messages and receive instructions from them until those instructions become the command by which we live by. Those instructions will raise us to become soldiers. Without those instructions, we will not be raised. And if you are not a soldier, you are not a servant. And if you are not a servant, you have no place in the courts of our God. Hallelujah. Amen. One prayer this evening is, Lord, help me to lie down in green pastures. If I am in green pastures, help me to lie down until I am told to stand. Help me to lie down. Help me to lie down in green pastures. He maketh me. It's a walking that makes a soul to lie down. It's not a decision we can come to by ourselves. Can we rise up on our feet this evening, asking the Lord, I want to lie down in green pastures. I don't want to lie down 30%.
I don't want to lie down 60%, but I want to lie down totally. I want to lie down 100%. That I will come into leading. I will come into commandment. My soul will carry commandment. I will hear instructions and convert instructions to commandment. In the mighty name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.